perform that much good stuff?
I guess it was a bit imbalance. You know, we started well, but their batters countered everything I threw at them while scoring at a decent rate. And for me, it was just coming and putting the ball in a good area and kind of back up what Jason and Kendrick had started. Probably the best in ball for a long time. And, you know, yeah, I had good rhythm behind me. Probably wanted a ball about four, but it just went one more. Not usually the ones that we could take, so I was glad to get a few wickets behind me as well. But it was just important for me at that point in time to be as disciplined as possible, restrict the boundary balls, and made them to force them to play good shots to get runs. We found a good length on the wicket, was pretty consistent, and they reaped the rewards. But, you know, Nikita Miller and Ashton Ellis played a really important role, both, and Marlon Samuel was bowling from the other end as the pace was attacked from one end. So it was a complete team effort, although I am the one, obviously, that would take the products for the play for.
You've had heroics with the bat, aspect. Everybody knows about your performance in Calcutta, but with the ball, you're not as, you know, as prominent. Tell us a little bit about the recent change, if any, in the bowling tactics.
No, I would say it's a big change. I guess I've just been struggling for rhythm a bit, but today I found it. We're doing some really good work around yesterday before, and now Alfonso Thomas as bowling coach. So I guess today is just one of those days where everything comes together. We get the rewards, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I did anything different in the lead up to this game as opposed to the last one that we've played. But yeah, it's always nice to see the hard work come to fruition and for the stats to show it as well.
Before the tournament, the belief was that West Indies would win over BNG. That wasn't the case today. Tell us a little bit about what you saw from them and what you think about them as a team.
Well, not only PNG, UAE, you know, as you rightfully said, a lot of people thought we'd just come and roll them over, but they're very, very good players in their own right. You know, the short guy, Dai or Day, I hope I don't pronounce his name wrong, that was probably one of the best passages of batting I've seen in the overs without trying to score a boundary. I think he got 30 or 40 odd. So I don't think we are underestimating them. But because obviously we haven't played against them, we don't know them, we're kind of trying to learn on the feet and trying to learn as quickly as possible. And they're good players. So, you know, but sometimes by the time we get to that part, they're already 20 or 30, and we're kind of catching back. So, no disrespect to them at all. I think Jace played fantastically to make a difficult chase look easy. And in the team, in the field, it was a complete team effort. So, you know, we're coming up against some good teams. And again, I think those are two lower-ranked teams out of our group. So, you know, it's tougher challenges ahead. I mean, do what we did today over a longer period of time. And probably 5-10% better when we come up against Ireland and the Netherlands.
You had a few nervous moments in the warm-up games. Are you stepping into the tournament? Feeling more comfortable, more confident about moving forward?
Yeah, I think the two warm-up games probably happened at the right time. I don't think we ever underestimated anyone. Pitches were a lot more difficult. In one of the games, we got rolled for 114 or something like that and defended it. So the pitches were a lot more difficult then, but it was just a wake-up call for us, you know. It was, you know, underestimating. Are you really playing to your true potential? And there was a few inquests, and, you know, we sat together as a group with the coaches, without the coaches, and we just kind of started to brainstorm, and we started to find a way how we want to play cricket as the West Indies, seeing the team moving forward, and not only for this tournament, but to have a template as a team moving right through this tournament and then into the series that we have coming up as well. So, and it probably was a blessing in disguise. As I said, we haven't played the two toughest teams by the rankings, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but we think that the way we're playing is speaking to the template that we set up, so we're happy that we're taking those boxes.
It's Ireland next, and you consider them European rivals in this group?
Yeah, the rankings say that, but obviously cricket is played on day. I guess I got a special affiliation with Ireland, having played for Leinster Club in Dublin. I've seen a few of the guys that were a lot younger, George Dockrell, Barry McCarthy, Andrew Balburnie, and then obviously knowing some of the older guys and their heroics in World Cups past. It's not a team that we're going to take lightly at all, as we want with any teams in the tournament. But yeah, it should be a more challenging test, or the standing city, so hopefully we can stick to our template, stick to our game plans, and execute under more pressure.